What is going on, everybody? This is Kevin Parr, the host of Rated Parr Reviews. Hope you all had a fantastic Super Bowl Sunday. What a win for the Eagles. Congrats to those guys, and hope everyone had a fantastic time at all your Super Bowl parties and are having a good Monday so far. But me being the film guy, obviously not the biggest into sports, but man, watching the Super Bowl just for the commercials and the trailers alone makes it all worthwhile. And I gotta say, we did get a lot of awesome commercials and trailers. And most specifically, we got our first look at the Han Solo spinoff movie. And we got a full trailer this morning that premiered on Good Morning America. And I'm gonna give you my thoughts on what I think about the trailer, my predictions, and what I think the movie is going to kind of lean towards in tone and in story, just from the few seconds that we see, who I think is going to be kind of the standouts. I know it's a little weird to say that with only a few seconds of footage, but sometimes I got a good instinct on these things. So stay tuned, and here we go. So during the Super Bowl, the teaser spot dropped for Solo, A Star Wars Story, and the teaser seemed to give much more of a legendary, epic tone than this full trailer did. Only the full trailer is actually only 38 seconds longer than the supposed teaser. So, I mean, to say that this was the reveal of a full trailer this morning is kind of a little underwhelming. Usually full trailers are in the 2-minute mark, and it really gives you a very satisfying look into the movie's story and the scope of what we'll be dealing with. And there were some parts of the full trailer that did get into that, but the teaser pretty much covered most of it for me. Seeing the full trailer, I wasn't super any more excited than I was after I saw the teaser. But I gotta say, out of the two, I think I like the trailer, the full trailer, a bit more than the teaser. I mean, the teaser really, you know, showed a little bit of a snippet of Alden Ehrenreich as Han Solo. Didn't say anything. Little hints of Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian, and a little peek into the world that we're going to be visiting in this movie. Quick shot of the big bad in the film, which I don't even know the guy's name yet, but obviously there was a quick shot of him on a train fighting Solo, some big space knight looking guy with a giant staff. So that was interesting. And then this morning we get the full trailer, and the tone is very different. The teaser, like I said, set up legendary, epic, dramatic, and the full, quote unquote, full trailer set up much more of a fun tone. It seems like this full trailer is going to dive more into the underworld of Star Wars, which a lot of fans have been clamoring to see for quite some time in a spinoff film. There were rumors for the longest time that maybe we'd get a Bounty Hunter film, a Boba Fett film, which still may be in development in some way or some sort of capacity in that sense. But this film really reminds me of, if anyone out there has seen the cartoon show Rebels, which if you haven't, I highly recommend that you go on to whatever platform you can and watch Star Wars Rebels. It is one of the greatest Star Wars cartoons to come out in quite some time. And that show really focuses on, you know, the rogue types of the Star Wars universe, you know, trying to screw over the Empire by going these epic heists and jobs for money that people pay them to do. Kind of a Firefly-esque feeling to it. And this trailer kind of gives that vibe off, and I'm very interested to see where they go in that sense. We'll get to see maybe how Han Solo will get into the gangster realm. Maybe we'll see the Jabbas at some point. But yeah, I would say that out of the teaser and the full trailer was my favorite. Now, the big difference between obviously the teaser and the full trailer is that we finally got to hear Alden Ehrenreich speak as Han Solo, and it's very clear from the get-go that he is not going to be doing a Han Solo impression. He's not trying to mimic Harrison Ford's voice. He's not trying to, you know, deepen his vocal cords or change his mannerisms in any way. It seems that he's going with the approach of he is doing his version of Han Solo, trying to tap into those characteristics, what makes the character lovable and enjoyable to watch, much like how Chris Pine kind of did that with Captain Kirk. And I feel like this is a very similar situation here, in that when Star Trek was being rebooted way back, I think, when did that news come out? Maybe 2008. A lot of people, the first reaction they had was, you can't replace Kirk. There's no way the people are going to accept these new actors as Spock and Kirk and everyone on that original flight deck. And they proved them wrong. Chris Pine did an amazing job. He did not do a Captain Kirk impression. He took the best characteristics of that character and made it his own. And we loved him for it. And it really boosted his career and got it going. And I feel like this is the same opportunity that Alden Ehrenreich is going to have. Now, what's going to kind of make him gain any kind of success in the fans' eyes? I feel like that's going to come from the writing, and it's going to come from the situations that he is going to be in the film. But it feels like he's going to be able to carry this one home. It feels like he's got a finger on the pulse a little bit. You get a, like, it, but there's still, yeah, I mean, as much as I'm trying to root for the guy and saying positive things, there is still a slight, just a slight hesitation to accept it, just because Harrison Ford owns that role. Well, to say he owns his role more than Shatner does for Kirk, I guess that's up for debate. But there is just a weird disconnect when you see him talking and you know he's supposed to be Han Solo, but it's just, it doesn't sound the same and everything. But again, it's all about context, and I feel that some fans are going to watch this trailer and say, that's not my Han Solo, and you're perfectly okay to say that, but I feel like until we see him in context in the film, we should reserve our judgment, because I get a feeling that he's going to pull it off. And it also looks like they are taking from Legends canon a bit, and there has been books written about Han Solo, obviously from his past and future stories, and one of the stories from his past is that he used to actually be an Imperial pilot. He used to be a part of the Empire and join their ranks for a little while, and the trailer suggests that he is going into that route, that he's meeting an Imperial officer wanting to join the Imperial fleet, whether that's for legitimate reasons or maybe it's just a cover-up to get into a certain spot. We'll see how that turns out. But the trailer does reveal a lot of fun moments that we'll get to experience. You know, he's seeing the Millennium Falcon most likely for the first time, meeting Lando, some getaway driving and some crazy land speeders, stuff like that. And we do get at the end of the trailer a great shot of, you know, the classic Han Solo, oh, thought we were in trouble there, we're fine, everything's fine, and then a giant monster appears out of nowhere and they have to dodge out of the way. There was a sick, very sick piloting move done as well in the trailer, where they're trying to evade some TIE fighters, and, you know, Alden slash Han Solo turns the Millennium Falcon in kind of a lateral 360 move, and the ship being so flat just knocks one of the TIE fighters out of the air into a neighboring asteroid, and that was a pretty sick move. So I'm hoping that we can see more aerial fights and really show off the flight skills of a young Han Solo. I think that'll really play well with the audience. And one character who was surprisingly quiet throughout both the teaser and the full trailer was Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian. And man, he's only shown in two quick sort of just images in both trailers. One, he's just stoically looking off into the distance at night wearing this badass fur coat. And the other one, he's given this classic Lando smile, looks like he's in a bar somewhere talking to someone. And I just get the feeling he is going to steal this film. I mean, the casting of Donald as Lando, when that came out, I was just so stoked. I've been a Donald Glover fan for a long time, all the way back, even before Community, when he was part of Derek Bro Comedy doing the bro rape skit and all these funny early YouTube shows that he used to do, all the way watching grow on Community and then getting into stand-up and then taking on music as Childish Gambino. It's all pretty insane to see him go that route. So I am very curious to see what he does in the role and how they're going to portray him. It seems like, again, no one's really doing impressions in this movie, so I don't think he's going to be doing any Billy Dee Williams Colt 45 sort of impressions here, but I just hope that this isn't the only trailer we see. I mean, the film doesn't open up till May, so I'm sure we'll probably get another more full two-minute trailer and maybe hear him speak this time. But I am definitely looking forward to the classic poker game where he eventually loses the Millennium Falcon to Han Solo. And if that's not in this film, then god damn it, why are you making this thing in the first place? We're also introduced to a few new supporting characters in this universe, none of which we really know any backstory or kind of what their context is in the story. But it seems that the three that we get to see on the in the trailer anyway is Emilia Clarke as Quaira, I want to say, Kira, Woody Harrelson as Tobias Beckett, and Thandie Newton, whose character name isn't really listed anywhere, but she does appear in the trailer. Woody Harrelson obviously seems to be playing a kind of ringleader, gang leader that is recruiting Han into whatever kind of crazy job that they're going to be trying to pull off. Most likely the Kessel Run, which my Star Wars lore isn't as deep as most, so I don't actually even know what the hell the Kessel Run is or what it really means or anything like that, but I'm assuming it was a very high degree level to pull off, and they did it in a very short amount of time, is all I can think of. So there's a shot of Woody Harrelson basically asking Han, does he want to join his gang, his group? There's a quick shot of Emilia Clarke as well. But yeah, I can't figure out really who, especially Emilia Clarke, her role in this whole thing is very shrouded in mystery right now and has no idea what kind of role she plays in the overall story. But Thandie Newton, now there are rumors that Thandie Newton may play Han Solo's estranged wife. It's apparently in the comic books in his own Solo series. There was a few issues where this African-American woman shows up to meet him and Chewie, and Leia is with him, and she asks, who are you? And she just says, I'm his wife. And this story kind of unfolds where you find out that Han was actually married to somebody else early in his life and then just took off and didn't get a space divorce or however they end marriage in the future, but she sought him out and found him again. So I don't know if that's going to connect in any way, but we usually, you know, us fans, we usually kind of reach for the stars as far as like trying to connect all the dots in Star Wars universe, so most likely won't be a connection, but man, that would be pretty sweet if they tied it back into the comic books at all. But yeah, so we got our glimpses of those characters, and again, this mysterious armored dude who and as far as I can tell, there is no mention of Boba Fett anywhere. Not a hint, not a clue, nothing. I mean, you know there's going to be a lot of people, when this movie comes out, they're going to be looking for that connection. They're going to be seeing if there's any possible way that he will be tied into this film, because they're so synonymous with each other that it would be a little weird. But like I said before, they have been trying to find a vehicle for a Boba Fett project, whether it's going to be a new movie or a TV series or whatever it'll be. I mean, it would be really weird if Boba Fett wasn't a part of the Han Solo story in any way. I mean, it's like Venom without Spider-Man, Joker without Batman. Like, they need to be tied together somehow. So who knows if we might see him passing by, or at this point in the timeline, if he's even gotten to that legendary status with the armor or anything. So, and who, maybe an end credit scene with him, even though it's not really a Star Wars thing to do, it's still another option that they could do. But all in all, guys, this does give me hope. There are some people that were underwhelmed with it. There are some people that are going to reserve their judgments till the movie comes out. I myself saw the teaser, saw the full trailer, and with all the controversy that's been behind it, with everything that this movie has gone through in terms of their original directors being fired 3 weeks before finishing, getting a new director, the reshoots, the delaying of the trailer up until now, for what I am seeing, I am stoked to see it as a Star Wars fan, as a Han Solo fan. I am curious to see where this story is going to go. Like I said, it seems like it's going to be a fun heist movie, that Rebels style. We're going to go into the gangster world, we're going to go into the gang world, and just have a good time. So I'm very stoked to see where this lands. And Alden Ehrenreich, I wish you all the best, because this is not going to be fucking easy, bud. Okay, guys, that is it. That is my review for the Solo Star Wars trailer and teaser. Thanks again for listening, everyone, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. And in the meantime, put down the remote and go watch a motherfucking movie.